You're listening to SBS News.
In February, Inez Oscar Tegui Rodriguez was enjoying her 10th year in Australia, living an active life in Sydney with her husband and teenage daughter. But within a month, some unexpected news turned the Peruvian temporary visa holder's life in Australia upside down. In March, as coronavirus cases surged and lockdowns began across Australia, the 47-year-old was diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome, a blood condition that, if left untreated, can develop into leukemia.
I was really scared. Yes, in this moment, I'm feeling so miserable. I'm feeling terrible. After this coming my nightmare, because the doctor told me you need to do treatments. We need to start with chemo for 6 months.
She soon stepped down from her job as a care worker and was told she needed a bone marrow transplant. Inez, like most temporary visa holders in Australia, isn't eligible for Medicare, and her health insurance doesn't cover bone marrow transplants. Unable to cover her medical bills, which are already close to $500,000, she's launched a GoFundMe campaign to try and cover the costs.
This is my big problem, my nightmare. I'm thinking, I worry, it's terrible, my life in this moment, because the bone marrow transplant is really, really expensive. The problem is, I'm not resident here. I need to pay that huge money, but I can't afford because I don't have money.
Given the high cost of the medical bills, Inez said she previously considered returning to Peru. However, the Latin American nations in recent weeks become home to the world's sixth highest number of COVID-19 cases, and Inez says her weakened immune system would not cope if she returned to Peru. And her situation does not appear to be an isolated case. Migration Council Australia says it's aware of other temporary migrants facing big out-of-pocket costs due to an inability to afford or renew private health insurance since the pandemic began. CEO Carla Wilshire says that's for two main reasons.
Financially, they are in dire straits at the moment and aren't able to afford the private cover. Or secondly, because that cover hasn't been extended to pre-existing conditions that might have developed while they were here.
Ms. Wilshire says the coronavirus pandemic is an unprecedented situation that's been putting some visa holders, such as Inez, in precarious situations.
People are stuck without private health insurance, aren't able to travel home simply because sometimes there aren't flights available, borders are closed, or because the costs involved now in travelling home are so prohibitive. We really didn't envisage in the design of the way in which we do healthcare and the way in which we do private health insurance for our temporary migrant workforce a scenario in which the borders would be closed or where it would be difficult for people to travel back home.
Chris Moy is the chair of the Australian Medical Association's Ethics and Medico-Legal Committee. He said it would be unreasonable for Australia to give free healthcare to anyone who comes to the country, but that money shouldn't stand in the way of people receiving crucial treatments.
I think in terms of a complete change so that anybody visiting Australia would be able to be provided any type of care without cost, I don't think that's a reasonable or option that anybody would be looking at. But I think certainly getting the right balance where you're looking at individual cases where, people have been caught in impossible scenarios which we could not have ever predicted, and really their health is at risk. I think it's absolutely a situation where, from an ethical point of view, the money becomes a secondary matter.
On its website, the Department of Home Affairs states that visa holders ineligible for Medicare are financially responsible for any health debts they incur during their stay in Australia. When contacted for comment, the department referred SBS News back to its website. The Department of Health was also contacted for comment. A spokesperson said primary responsibility for Australian visas rests with the Department of Home Affairs, but added the Department of Health understands that some insurers are reaching out to policyholders, lapsed or otherwise, to help them understand what they should do if they feel unwell. Temporary visa holders do not have access to the government's JobKeeper and JobSeeker schemes, and unlike Australian citizens and permanent residents, can no longer apply for early access to their superannuation. Inez says she'd like to see temporary migrants in a situation like hers extended additional financial and health-related support. And she says she doesn't want her daughter to grow up without a mother.
I would like to ask the government or some people who can help me with Medicare, because this is the only way that can I have a cure or my treatments. The other ways, my health getting worse, getting worse. When I thinking about my daughter coming, everything, you know, no mom, it's difficult for her.
You can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Evan Young, SBS News.